This episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast is brought to you by Gusto, online payroll and benefits service built for modern small businesses. And keep listening, I'm going to tell you how to get 3 months free. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is John Chance. My guest today is David Jay. He is the founder and CEO of a software platform, I guess we're going to call it that, called Warm Welcome, which helps businesses upgrade from boring text to personal video so they can build meaningful relationships that drive real revenue. So, David, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, John.
So before we get into the platform and just even why somebody should be using video engagement these days, tell me a little bit about your story. This is a startup for you. So is this one of those stories where you couldn't find a tool that worked the way you wanted it to, so you built it yourself?
Well, kind of, yeah. You know, frustration breeds innovation, right?
It does.
So, yeah, you know, I actually got the idea from a friend of mine, and he saw some other video technology we were building, and he said, I want to use this to send personal videos and to, you know, personalize my entire business.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is a great idea. I'm going to steal it. And so I took it, ran with it. And then we started to kind of build kind of feature after feature on top of that.
Now, is this your first go at something of that nature, or is this old hat for you?
I'd say somewhere in the middle. I have a few other startups that are kind of at all different stages. But yeah, I started out in the service business of photography back in 2000. I dropped out of college and became an artist, right? Sounds like a great idea. And from that, just kind of felt the frustrations of a service business, you know, hard to scale, hard to grow. You're constantly kind of having to redo the same work. And so that's when I got into building tech startups. And so I have a few of those, and this is the newest one, and the time seems to be right for video. And you know, you can't ever bet on timing. It's just one of those things, you get lucky or you don't.
Yeah, I have been, you know, I'm actually working on my trends for 2021, you know, obligatory blog post, and that I've done for many, many years. And one of the things I was talking about, and it's funny, I wouldn't call this a trend as much as it sort of was an acceleration of things that were already happening. But, you know, it basically comes down to, you know, marketers need to be more human. I mean, I know that's obvious. People have been saying that for a long time. But, I mean, I think we really kind of that element was certainly amplified by the kind of crazy times of 2020. Certainly video is a way to be more human. Throw on top of that personalized video. So some, you know, one-to-one type of video. So how do you feel like your platform, and maybe this is the time to kind of say how it works, but how do you think your platform fits into that idea? Or again, I hesitate to even call it a trend, but I think it's upon us.
Yeah. You know, I think it is a trend. I think it's actually maybe a 1,000-year shift in how humans communicate. You know, for the past 1,000 years, we've been obsessed with the written word. And of course, 600 years ago, the printing press came out and we became really obsessed with the written word because it was maybe the first thing in our world that scaled. And we love things that scale, right? So yep, we're like, yep, Wow, we can write something once and, you know, print it a million times. And the fact is that the written word is really not a great way for humans to communicate. And most people nowadays understand that when you go on Facebook or you go on Twitter and you're like, this is not a great way for people to be talking about something. Yeah. And then, you know, you introduce video as well as the advent, obviously, of the internet. And you say, wow, now video can scale and you can get more nuance. You can get more of what somebody is trying to communicate, not just what they're saying or what they're typing or what they're writing.
Yeah, and body language. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, we've led up to you're a hesitant guest. I'm trying to get you to talk about warm welcome. Cause we've led up to the fact that we're using video, but what does warm welcome inject into that? Because obviously video has been around. I mean, I've got, you know, QuickTime on my computer. I could shoot you a video right now. You know, just send it to you. So how does warm welcome kind of take that and extend it into a tool that, you know, becomes a useful platform for small business owners?
Right. So early on in probably any market, people tackle things tactically, right? And so a company will tackle video email.
Yeah.
A company will tackle, you know, video hosting, or a company will tackle video embedding, you know, and they all take off a little piece of it. But then over time, you realize, wow, I'm having to, you know, piecemeal a bunch of things together.
Sure.
And, you know, that's okay. That's natural. You know, duct tape marketing, right? I like
to hear. Exactly. Gonna,
you know, it's like that's how you do a startup, and that's good. But over time, taking a more strategic approach and saying, why am I doing it, all these different things? Mm. And so that's what we've said, say, hey, if you want to personalize your entire business, well, you don't want 10 different tools that you have to hodgepodge together. You want a strategy for it, and you want them all to be consistent, because clients understand that when they feel an inconsistent workflow or there's breakdowns in the relationship, things fall apart quickly. And so Warm Welcome as a platform is built to handle every touch point in the customer journey, from the moment you would hand them a business card. Well, now it's a video business card, you know, to the emails that they get. They can all have a video email signature, to your website with a video bubble. Every point in that customer journey is consistent, personal, friendly, human, like you said.
So one of the things that, you know, tends to happen, particularly with a new or newish technology, is that the engagement is, you know, off the charts, because, hey, it's new. You know, nobody else did that before. I mean, I remember getting emails and thinking, right. Oh, I got an email, you know, and then it was, oh, I can sign up and get a free ebook, and they'll just send it straight to me, you know, and that happened. And then, you know, there have definitely, I mean, I've certainly been receiving, you know, the video emails, you know, from people where it's not just an email telling you how to do something. It's, hey, John, I saw you were on our website doing blah, blah, blah. So a much more personalized approach. And I think, you know, over time, the newness wears off and everybody's doing it. And then all of a sudden the effectiveness wears off. So what's your thinking in terms of, and maybe you're not that far out yet, but, you know, what's your thinking in terms of, hey, you know, when this is no longer a novelty, does it still work?
Yeah, I think it potentially works better, because as society shifts to video communication, you know, people come to expect it. They learn to use it better. And now it's less about the tool, less about the novelty of it, and it's more about building the relationship, which is what it's meant to do.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just wowing somebody and,
right,
you know, you're so techie, you're so cool, you have a video emails. It's about a relationship. It's about us being able to look in each other's eyes and be humans again and do business together. Like, that's the beauty of business, is that it can bring people together. So yeah, I think when the novelty wears off, now the real magic happens, and that's in relationship.
So you mentioned the word scale, and there certainly are a lot of people that talk about this idea that, you know, we're almost numb to stuff that scales because it's so mass produced in a lot of cases, and that now the real, you know, you hear people talking about it, you know, do things that don't scale. You know, that's how you really build relationships. But the reality is, those are a lot more work. So you know, how do you suggest that people, I mean, maybe it just has to be a habit. It has to be, hey, if you want to win, this is what you got to do. But you know, how do you suggest that people scale with something that's unscalable?
Yeah, that is the conversation, right? Tech is always focused on everything that scales, you know, and then you hear people like Reid Hoffman, who, you know, from LinkedIn, who talks specifically about that and say, hey, if you want to create a scalable business, you need to do the things that don't scale. And
right.
I think it's because, you know, he understood from day one in building LinkedIn that it was about relationships. It wasn't about a scalable platform. It was about people doing business together and building relationships together. And the tool, whether it was LinkedIn or something else, was just a way to connect people. And actually, when we try to do that at scale, it doesn't work as well. So we get less ROI on our investment. And so you see, you know, people go straight into Facebook ads or straight into, you know, some other type of scalable platform when they really should be spending their time building a word of mouth strategy. Right. Mm-hmm. And everyone said, well, word of mouth doesn't scale. It's like, well, it might not scale as well as like a Facebook ad, but if you measure the amount of time that you put into building a word of mouth platform and then you add rocket fuel to it, it's going to be way more effective later on. And so we need to get back to starting with the things that don't scale, build a strong foundation. And from that, then we can tack on some of those other things that have a little bit more scalability to them.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people, I mean, I completely agree with you on the, you know, start with the end in mind, start with the referral in mind and then figure out how to get the click. And that, you know, the thing about that approach is that you don't need it to scale at the same level because you don't need 1,000 people to see your ad. You need 10 people to talk about you. And I think that that's, you know, that's the part that I think a lot of people miss because it's so tantalizing to think, oh, I can just hit this one button and 1,000 people are going to get it, you know? But I think we are at a point where people realize that, you know, that no longer scales. I mean, now we need 10,000, right? to get to the same ROI.
And now let's hear from this week's sponsor. Look, paydays are great, but running payroll, calculating taxes, deductions, compliance, that's not easy. Unless, of course, you have Gusto. Gusto is simple online payroll and benefits built just for small businesses. Gusto automatically files your payroll taxes and directly deposits your team's pay. Plus, you can offer all kinds of other benefits, 401ks, health insurance, workers' comp, and more. And because you're a listener to this show, you're going to get 3 months free once you run your first payroll. So go to Gusto/tape. That's Gusto/TAPE and tell them John sent you.
So tell me, and again, maybe you're new enough in this journey that you don't have, you know, hundreds and hundreds of case studies to point to, but tell me some of the ways that you have seen people use Warm Welcome to maybe replace something they used to do. I mean, you already mentioned the business card, you know, as one. Give me some examples of how you're seeing people use it effectively as a way to build relationships, doing things we used to do in other ways.
Yeah, a great example would be for tech companies, startups, small businesses. Most of them nowadays have a, you know, some sort of live chat bubble, yeah, right? Whether it's intercom or live chat or one of those, right?
Right, right.
And then there was this trend that I think is actually kind of got knocked down was doing these chat bots. Right. Right.
Yeah. And that had no idea what you were asking them, but they had an answer.
And it was this AI movement. Everyone thought it was a good idea. I was like, wow, this is so cool. And what we realized, people want relationships, not robots. We want to have a conversation with a human. And so what we've done is we've taken that principle of having, being available to your customer, right? Like that's a huge thing. And by having a little, you know, button in the bottom corner of your website, you're showing that you're available. But if that button is not effective or it's frustrating like it is with the chat bot, it's actually damaging your business. So mm-hmm. what Warm Welcome can do is add a little video bubble where it's actually a human, a smiling face saying, hey, I'm here for you. I'm here to help. And that changes people's perception of your brand. When you're willing to put your face on your brand or somebody's face, another human, it really goes a long way in the relationship. So that's one way. Another way is like real estate agents. You know, they're obviously kind of a personality brand. And that's a mm-hmm. big topic nowadays is, you know, kind of every person has their own brand. How do you build that up? Well, yeah, you can build it up in a ton of ways, but one is through the video emails and sending people just a short video, saying hello, pinging them every once in a while, reminding them who you are, you know, what value you've brought to them, seeing if you can help them in the future is just a way to keep in touch and take advantage of the recency effect, right? Just being the most recent person in someone's mind will often get you the business. So
you mentioned LinkedIn, and obviously there's a lot of people spend a lot of time on other social platforms. Is this a tool that, let's say somebody sends you a connection request. Is this a tool that you would say, instead of just going, yeah, accept, or, you know, thanks, great meeting you too, that you would actually, and again, there are lots of ways to think about this. I mean, are you reaching out to people with these requests, or are you the person that, you know, is being, you know, requested? I don't know if that's the right way to say that, but hopefully you get the point. I mean, what are some ways that you could use this in social media is what I'm really getting at.
Yeah, it's really powerful in social media in a number of ways. One, for like a LinkedIn request, or any type of prospecting. You know, sales teams use it for prospecting because you get just a way higher engagement rate, right? People receive 100 text emails a day, and it's just all of them look the same. They get a video email, you know, with the person saying their name, and they're like, oh, I'm going to check this one out. And you can do that on LinkedIn when you're, you know, when you're kind of following somebody or asking them for a request. You can send them a video that talks to them, like you're actually acknowledging them, and it gives them the ability right there in the video to click on a button, send you a video back, send you audio message back, send you text back. And so it's a interactive and engaging video platform rather than just a one directional blast.
So from a technology standpoint, do you, does somebody just have to have a camera and a microphone essentially? And the platform itself does all of the asset creation and the coding and all that. So explain a little bit how somebody's thinking, okay, I want to do this. How do they integrate it into their normal workflow?
Yeah, that was typically the problem, right? It was a workflow problem. You know, like you mentioned, everyone has QuickTime. Nowadays, everyone has a phone with a camera on it. We should call it a camera with a phone, I guess.
right.
But the problem was what people had to do was so cumbersome, right? They'd have to record a video, export it on their computer, upload it to Vimeo or YouTube or something like that. Then they'd have to grab a link. And now they're still just sending a text email with a link in it.
Yeah.
There's no animated GIF. The video isn't in the email, things like that. So by fine tuning that and saying, hey, that all happens for you. You just click record from your phone. You know, we have Gmail, Chrome apps, you know, you have an app on your computer. So you just click a button, record, it processes, it makes a little animation to go in the email. And then you just hit send. And you know, those little seconds matter, right? I mean, if you mm-hmm. send 50 of these things, or even if you're just making a video business card, you don't want it to be a, like a time suck, right?
Yeah. So, there's some other players in the space. And I guess that you might say that, well, they're doing a piece of it or this, that, but you know, the Loom video and the Bomb Bombs. And, so how, you know, where do you find that, you stack up against, some of the players that have been in there for a little while?
Yeah. So I use Loom daily. Loom is fantastic, you know, for doing screen shares, sending those to our product team. I'm heavily involved in the product. And that's kind of where their sweet spot has been. It's been fantastic. BombBomb was kind of the pioneer of video emails, and we've learned a lot from them. I don't have anything, you know, bad to say about them. Mm-hmm. They do video emails, you know, and that's great. And we need more people talking about humanizing our businesses, and that's good. And so what we've tried to do is tie a lot of these things together, right? And so instead of just having video email, it's like have a video business card that then leads into a video signature, you know, and then have video emails and have video pages and video bubbles, like do them all inside of one platform. So you provide a consistent client experience instead of trying to use them all. And, you know, the reason why we took that on, because we started with video emails, and what we found is with video emails, you have to be very proactive. Like you have to go and do that every day, right? Send video mm-hmm. emails. And that's great. If you do it, it really works. But we wanted to create a something that you could do once and get a lot of value for it and take advantage of, you know, that recording. And so that's where a video business card, you record it one time, you share it with somebody, they can reshare it, right?
Yeah.
There's no limit to it. And that video that you created continues to work for you. Same thing with the video bubble on your website. You record the video one time and every single visitor that comes to your website now gets a personal experience. You know, you add a video signature inside of your email. Every email you send is now personalized. You're smiling, you're waving at people. And so, you know, all those things, I think, create a really wonderful, beautiful client experience. And video email is just one piece of that. So that's the difference, I guess.
Okay, final question, and then I'll invite you to tell people where they can find out more. But let's say I have a sales team, 10 people. You know, they should all be sending out these. So do you have kind of a company who can then have a team of users that, you know, is it set up so that the platform will work that way?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're working with groups of, you know, 100 people,
right?
Construction companies, real estate, you know, brokerages who want to offer this as an incentive to their agents, you know, SaaS companies like us. And so, yeah, there's team accounts. And what we found to be best is for everyone to have their individual account and then give visibility into those accounts for a manager or something like that. But I feel like it's a relationship and the relationship is going to fall back on a person.
Sure.
And so instead of having it be like a brand talking to you, like make it a person. And give each person in your company the ability to own that piece of it and have their own contacts, have their own people that they're building a relationship with.
Yeah, because in this day and age, and I've been talking about this for a long time, that you know, if I'm a salesperson or if I'm a service technician, if I'm going to somebody's home, you know, the ability for them to hear and see me before I show up at the door, I think is pretty powerful.
Absolutely. Yeah, it warms them up. You know, that's why we call it warm welcome. And that's what we want to do in a really cold, somewhat impersonalized world. You really stand out by putting your face on something, smiling at people, waving at them.
So, David, tell people where they can find out more about Warm Welcome.
Yeah, just over at warmwelcome.com. You know, it's check it out. There you can get a video business card. You can get email signatures all for free. There's no catch there. Use them, share them. And then we have all the other things, video bubbles and video emails and video pages as well. But yeah, check it out and give us some feedback.
Well, you also sent me a code that I'm going to give to listeners to get 3 months free. So it's just warmwelcome.com/DTM. And of course that'll be in the show notes. So it's just warmwelcome.com/DTM. You know, for duct tape marketing, DTM. So, David, thanks so much for showing up and spending some time with us here on the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. Really looks like a great tool, and I wish you the best of luck. And hopefully, next time I get into Oregon, I'll look you up. I you know, Bend, Oregon is one of those few towns that I've not been to, but I love Oregon. Great, great countryside. I spent about a week in Hood River, one of my favorite towns, not too far from you. So again, thanks for stopping by, and hopefully we'll run into you next time I'm in Oregon.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, John.